Today's saints, Cosmenes and Damian, remind us that from the very beginning, the first saints that the Church honored were the martyrs. And the second were those who had been persecuted, languished sometimes for years in prison, but did not actually die a martyr's death. Christianity began with martyrdom. Christ was crucified as the first martyr. Christianity has survived on martyrs. Christianity flourishes when we have martyrs. Christianity dies if we lack martyrs. There is nothing that the Catholic Church needs more today than martyrs. And in plain English, we're all scared. We all want to be accepted by our contemporaries, in the family, in the job we're doing, in society. None of us wants to be rejected. We want to be well spoken of. We want to be well thought of. And yet, oh, what pious platitudes people can utter. But when it comes to living the faith, what cowards. Clever cowards. To follow Christ faithfully, to practice the patience that he requires of his followers, to practice the charity. Just assume, if you're going to be kind and generous and loving and charitable, you're going to be imposed on. Assume it. You're going to be used. To practice chastity. My co-ed students in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan told me, Father, over the Protestants, Doctor, by Christmas, most of us girls decide it's not worth trying to remain virgins. Too much pressure. Martyrdom is professing Christ under duress. It means, therefore, being willing not to be accepted by those we love. Not making the success that we would like to achieve. I read the other day, 143, figure I remember, professed Roman Catholics in the American Congress. My friends, you'd never think so. We have 4 times as many in Congress profess Catholics as the nearest other religious profession. All of us should remind ourselves, and the popes keep telling us, a modern Roman pontiffs, we are living in the age of martyrs. More Christians have shed their blood for Jesus Christ since the turn of the century than in all the previous centuries put together. The only priests who are going to survive, as I tell them, are those who are willing to live lives of martyrdom. The only religious. All other religious institutes will disappear. My Vatican superiors predict Soon by the 21st century, over 100 religious institutes in America will be a thing of the past. The only families that are going to survive are those where husband and wife are willing to live a martyr's life. How desperately we need the inspiration of martyrs. And that's why the church, and I make sure, whenever there's an option, I choose the Mass in honor of the martyrs. Saints Cosmas and Damian, commemorated in the canon of the Mass for over 1,500 years. Pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today on the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, I think he deserves more than an ordinary commentary. Having been brought up by a Franciscan tertiary mother, buried in a Franciscan habit, I think I know something about St. Francis. St. Francis is best known for his love of poverty. And if there is anything that we need in the modern world, it is not merely the tolerance of poverty or resignation to poverty. The language sounds almost blasphemous. We are to love poverty. Oh, no. Oh, yes. The hardest hit nations in the world, those in the worst spiritual crisis, are the wealthy nations, including our own. What an examination of conscience we could all make on our, I repeat, love of poverty. Saint Francis had a very deep faith. Faith especially in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, whom then Francis spent a lifetime imitating. Francis was a very intelligent man, but his faith was very deep. He was in an age when the intellectuals of Christendom began to, throw their weight around. There is no contradiction between a deep intellect and a deep faith. Francis is a model of both. St. Francis' humility was extraordinary. Now, this needs to be said today. Francis did not consider himself worthy of being ordained a priest. Yet, he had a deep reverence for the priesthood and told his followers, no matter how immoral a life a priest may be living, respect who he is, reverence his powers, because, as he said, except for the priesthood, Jesus Christ would not be on earth today. Now this needs to be said. There have been so many churches, Catholic churches, you don't know where they have hidden our Lord. Who still genuflects before the tabernacle? St. Francis had no doubt Jesus Christ is on earth in the Holy Eucharist. One final and critical feature of St. Francis of Assisi. Francis was a Roman Catholic. In the opening of his Franciscan rule, the only ones who are to be members of the Franciscan order are those who have a deep faith in the Bishop of Rome being the Vicar of Christ. Finally, talk about apparent contradictions. Francis not only endured suffering, Francis loved suffering. Contrary to every premise of modern psychology, and with emphasis, modern psychiatry, he loved suffering. He was no fool. He knew how well he knew. If you really, really, really love someone, you want to suffer for the one you love, like the one you love, and with the one you love. And God became man in order to suffer out of love for us. St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.